2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, coming to Fort Pierce January 23rd and 24th. Here's featured speaker Apostle Aramis Hines telling you why you need to be there.
You can look through all of scriptures. The greatest works happen through some of the greatest men, and their greatness was attached not to themselves, but to their encounter with God. This tangible encounter with God, nothing replaces the encounter. Once you encounter God, your life changes forever. The mandate is for us to pause, get still, and allow ourselves to be recentered and recalibrated into who God truly called us to be. And when that takes place, we'll have the confidence, we'll have the security, we will have our identities. And when we look at our wives, when we look at our children, when we look at our parents, when we look at our community, we'll be able to serve with confidence, with dignity, with integrity, as the man of God that God called us to be. When men step into the fullness of who they're called to be, we can now begin to strengthen and transform our communities, our cities, our nation, and ultimately we can bring the kingdom of God into the entire world.
The 2026 Treasure Coast Men's Summit, January 23rd and 24th, Havert L. Finn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tcmenssummit.com. Don't miss it.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
It's not just coincidence. We looked at this, and I'm just touching this. You can get the CDs or whatever, or go on YouTube and watch it. But in 1946, they took etymology out of the classroom. Globally, the blue bloods, the ones behind the scene, the ones that are kindred to the Nephilim. Amen. See, the devil's behind the system. That's why the Lord said, be in the world, but not of the world. Come out from among them. Now, you got to live here. You got to go to the grocery store and stuff like that. But you ain't got to be bound in your mind by economic oppression. Amen. I heard Elder say it. No, we're governed by another system. This is why you got to start speaking things and saying things and believing things as it pertains to the kingdom of God and not your situation.
Amen.
Amen. Listen, we're living in a time of awakening. People are starting to awaken. And it's not just people. It's God that's doing this. It's a move of God. Amen. And tell somebody, get with the move. See, people like change, but don't like to change. But see, some of the stuff you're doing or saying, you got to change that. Like it or not, I don't care if you've been saying it all your life, you need to go back and pull that stuff up, repent, and ask God to help you to talk like you got some sense. I'm talking about some God sense. Amen. People talk and they devalue themselves.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
And you know, your body responded to that. Man, I'm so stupid doing that. And your body said, oh, stupid. Them neural pathways open up, say, stupid, stupid, stupid. Amen. You say it enough, and then your subconscious, then you start acting stupid. For real.
Amen. Amen.
See, I'm going to say the universe. Everything's made up of the same thing, one frequency. The universe and your mind or your body doesn't care what you say. Whether good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter what you say. It's going to register that. Amen. It's going to register that. Now, I challenge some of y'all because, see, as far as you go, it's John 3:16, you know. That's okay. You're saved. You got God in your heart, you're saved. But God is not so concerned with us about just making it in.
Amen.
We're born again. But he left us here for a reason.
Amen.
Amen. We are here for a reason. We are in this planet for a reason. And it's not just to hang on till the rapture bus comes. Amen. And hide out. It's not for that. Amen. It's to establish a kingdom. As a matter of fact, the major reason, the number one reason Jesus came was not to die on the cross. That was part of the agenda. He came to bring a message and to bring a kingdom back. Amen. See, so while people are trying to get out of here, he's trying to get us to bring him back in here. Amen. I know that's a sad clap, but that's all right. We're gonna be all right after a while. See, for some, this is the new year. And like I said, you got that post-Christmas syndrome. They kind of drag it along. And then after the new year, you're going to make resolutions. And then by February, you're going to, you know, cancel your gym membership. And, you know, the spiders and the webs are going to be out on the weight set out of the garage. Right? It happens all the time. See, this is a vicious cycle. It's a cycle. That's why I said, don't ever get too high, get too low. Amen. Amen. Don't worry about January, February, March, you know, December. Well, what about March, April? What's your mood like then? You like people during the week, you know, Wednesday is hump day. Monday, Blue Monday. Here come Friday. The weekend. Well, see, no, God wants us to develop a character to where every day is the same. How many of God is the same yesterday? He's the same today. He's the same tomorrow. And not an attitude based upon your circumstances. Not an attitude or disposition based upon whether you feel like you're winning or losing. None of that matters. Amen. What God said, he will perform. Amen. What God is doing, he will do the work. But we must develop that. Did I give the title yet? I like to give titles just so that we can stay up with the CD series. But this is The Heavens Are Shifting. The heavens are shifting. There's a shift that's going on. I'm going to prophesy during the 3 days of blaze because God has dropped some real heavyweight things in my spirit for this. It's not actually the new year. We just turn in the corner. Let me say it that way. Since we celebrate this as a new year and all that, and I'm not going to knock it. We're going to celebrate and, you know, we're going to continue to love Jesus and serve him. But there's a shift coming. Amen. It's in process right now. Amen. Look at somebody, tell them, something's shifting. Tell somebody else, don't fight the shift. Go with the flow. God's about to change some things in a mighty way. Amen. This is not the hour of oppression for the church. This is the hour of breaking through. This is the hour of rising up. Amen. While it gets darker in the world, while the news gets more bleak, while people get more confused, more angry, not understanding what's going on, it's going to get brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter for the people of God, those who truly know him. This is your time to shine. Tell somebody it's time to shine now. It's not time to hide. It's not time to run. It's not time to fight anybody. It's time to just let your light shine. God says, I'm going to order your steps. I'm going to lead you into your destiny. Tell somebody right now, ain't no stopping us now. But you know what? You got to get your mind right. You can't be having up days, down days, in days, out days, all over the place. How God going to use you? How can he position you? How can he align you when your mind is all over the place? Tell somebody right now, I have the mind of Christ. I have a mind of power, love, and soundness. Ain't nothing crazy about me. Now, the devil can send some crazy stuff at you. Amen. I said, he can send some crazy stuff at your mind. But that ain't you. We have one that will lead and guide us into all truth. Somebody say all truth. Not partial truth, not some truth, not a little dab of truth. All truth. You wait on him, God will show you stuff. Amen. As a matter of fact, I know as a child of God, he's put something in your ear and something in your eye. That's why you can't be hasty in making decisions. Amen. The enemy tries to trap you in your emotions and get you to do stuff that after a while you realize something in your spirit says, I don't know what it is, but. And you see something in your eye, but you can't really tell what it is, but you see. You say, yeah, they come across really nice and everything, but there's something ain't right. And you're not judging. See, the first thing the devil says, you judging. Well, yeah, I don't want to judge nobody. So. No, the word of God says judge. Listen, a child of God judges everything.
Amen.
When we talk about judging, we're not talking about condemning.
Amen.
See, the judging that don't sit right with God is when you judge people and you condemning everybody. You don't know what God is doing in their life. They can be struggling to hear you condemning them.
Amen.
No, they're struggling.
Amen.
They're trying to get there.
Amen.
God is going to bless them after a while.
Amen.
No, but to be able to see it.
Amen.
And then be able to pray for them.
Yes.
And be able to set up some boundaries and say, yeah, I see that, but I'm praying for you. But I ain't going to give you that. Because it'll destroy you. This love thing, just love. No, we do love.
Yes.
Some of the best love is tough love.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Some of y'all don't like that. Some of the best love is when you put your foot down. A man that truly loves his children will chasten them often.
Amen.
And not just whoop them with a paddle, but set boundaries. Put his foot down. Amen. Tell him what's right. That's real love. Instead of just that love to just accept everything and everything goes. That ain't love. That takes all authority away. Just love. No. Sometimes you have to bind.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.